art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And hello, everyone. It's the podcast.
It is the Artcast.
Yes.
And we're back and excited to be here.
Yes.
I had a rough day.
I know you did.
I have an ant problem in my house.
I know.
So I went to war against the ants this morning.
The ants come marching one by one.
Hurrah, hurrah. Hurrah. I had my vacuum cleaner out and I'm going trying to get them all, and they just kept coming out, and I'm like, oh my God.
I've had them before. They're not fun.
No, they're not fun.
I don't really like insects at all, really.
Yeah.
I like butterflies.
I know that insects are important, but...
Yeah. But not in your house.
In your house. I know.
Stick to the outside. Stay in your own lane, insects.
I'm telling the pile of dead ants. I'm really sorry that I'm killing
I'm sorry
your
I had to kill
colony,
you all.
You're in the wrong house.
Yes. I have the dinner party tonight.
I know. My son's mother-in-law is in town, and she's coming for dinner tonight. I just don't want a bunch of ants coming out and ruining dinner.
If you see one, you go, oh, where did that come from?
Exactly.
That's what I would do. I'm like, right. Oh, my goodness, look at that.
Uh-oh, Kevin, we have an ant. We better look into that.
Yeah, we better look into that. Pesky ant, yeah.
Right. What's going on with you?
Oh, let's see. What's going on with me? Well, let's see.
How's rehearsals?
Rehearsals are going good. We've blocked all of Act One.
Yay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And I got through some really difficult songs and sang them in front of people.
Yeah.
Which is always that first, like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, it doesn't matter how long I've been doing this. It's still like that first time I can sing in front of 10,000 strangers and not be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And not be like... worried about what people think. But when you're singing in front of your peers and
it's a little different.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that. But it went fine, and I got through it, and I knew most of my words.
Nice.
Without my book, which
was
really good.
Just a reminder that Callie is the lead in Gypsy.
Gypsy,
that opens April 26th at the Kroc Center for Aspire Community Theater.
And it's going to be a really good show.
Yes, I think it is. I'm excited. I can't wait for it.
So I've been working on that. And then I put a few chairs out on my deck for that nice week of sun we had.
Oh, yeah.
It was really nice.
It's supposed to snow on Sunday.
I know. So I just put out a few cushions. I didn't put them all out. But then, and just, you know, my mother-in-law wants to do more things to the other house. So I'm just like, okay, whatever you want.
Right.
So I'm just easy peasy.
Yay.
I'm just trying to be like, and then I told Stu, I said, I might have put you off the hook for the countertops. Just do what your mom wants. Make your mom happy.
Oh.
I said, I just got to learn my lines, so you might be off the hook for a little while.
Wow. That's lucky for him.
I know. I've only asked for what? I don't know, 6 months maybe?
I feel like it's been longer than that.
You know what? I think what I've decided from now on, I'm going to put the initial date of ask and then see exactly how long it takes.
I think that's a good idea.
Because I am really one of the most patient people on the planet. But then I reach a point. I've been to that point and back, and now I've let it go. Because at this point, I just want his mom happy.
Right.
So, you know. Mom supersedes wife, I think.
Sometimes.
In this particular case.
In certain cases.
If I didn't have a show and I had stuff to do, I would be more...
Yeah.
I need my dang countertops. Damn it. Anyway, so that's it.
Anyway.
It's all good, but we're still in Women's Month.
Yes, we are.
And we are so happy to celebrate... with
Raelle Anderson.
Yes.
She's the executive director of the NIC Foundation, which does really amazing things for students that are wanting to attend North Idaho College. So thank you, Raelle, for being here with us today.
My privilege. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we start where I was born. No, I'm kidding.
I
was born in a neighboring state and moved to Coeur d'Alene when I was about four. and grew up in this area, and so attended school in the area, graduated from a neighboring county in high school, and came back to North Idaho College for my associate's degree. After leaving NIC, I went on to get my bachelor's degree from Montana State University in Bozeman. Mm-hmm. Go Bobcats. And came back to the area during the recession of the 90s. So mm-hmm. was looking for work. And lo and behold, I interviewed for a job at North Idaho College Foundation. And as I walked in the building that I went to first grade in.
Wow.
That's wild. I think I've been here before.
This is weird.
I don't remember being in this building when I was at North Idaho College as a student because I never went in there as a student, really.
Isn't that funny?
Wow. So weird, right? Hmm. So, yeah. So I'm from the area, and I've been working in the area a long time, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's awesome.
Because you got the job.
I got the job, and the job changed and grew, and you know I like excitement, and so I have stuck with it.
Right? That's great.
And I'm still in the building I went to first grade in.
Wow.
I think that's so funny.
Too weird. Too weird, right? But an honor. Yes.
That's great. Wow.
So what brought you to education and wanting that particular job?
Great question. Growing up in a divorced family, youngest of four, moved a lot, family of poverty, lived with a single mom. And I realized what my favorite thing to do was to go to school every day because it was consistent and it was predictable. And teachers were so good, so mm-hmm. good at teaching, but mm-hmm. so good at caring. So mm-hmm. I loved school.
Oh, yeah.
I loved school. Mm-hmm. And as I went through grade school and junior high and high school, I realized that my biggest fans were my teachers. Mm. And so I had a couple of teachers in high school, one in particular, Glenda Bailey. Mm-hmm. She was my business teacher. And she encouraged me, "You're not done with school at high school, right, Rayo?" And I went, "Oh, I've never thought about that."
Yeah, where? Yeah.
So education, just pursuing higher ed, I was the first in my family to even think about doing that. Mm-hmm. And so come full circle, when I pursued my associate's degree and then was encouraged to go on by my teachers and mm-hmm. employees at the college to go on and get my bachelor's degree, I realized that education is a great equalizer, as the Horace Mann gentleman has said before, but mm-hmm. it also empowered me to break the cycle of poverty. So mm-hmm. for me, education became a possibility as an employer, because I realized I could work in a line of work that could empower people to find the best version of themselves just by, you know, getting education and training and being mm-hmm. Free to find what you're good at and maybe get skilled in those areas. It really can transform mm-hmm. a life. So I'm happy to say that the life of poverty that I experienced, the cycle was broken.
Yeah.
And my husband and I and daughter live a blessed life, work hard, but mm-hmm. live a blessed life, and can say that cycle was broken. So yeah. That's why I choose to work in education, because I think it is oh so powerful, mm-hmm. Not only for me and all those around me, but that will forever change the trajectory of our family and our daughter's mm-hmm. life, and hopefully thousands of other people that we strive to give the gift of education to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in our community.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because your daughter is right now at that point where she's looking at where she's going to end up going,
yes,
which is really cool.
And very stressful for young people. I think what I'm watching, for me, growing up, I was ready to go because I lived on my own at a young age. Mm-hmm. Before I graduated high school, I was living on my own. And so I was ready to move away to a different, come back to Coeur d'Alene, basically.
Yeah.
And go to college. It didn't make me nervous. But the mm-hmm. whole Julia, our daughter, has the same mom and dad, mm-hmm. living in the same house, been married for a long time, and mm-hmm. it's pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, pushing her out of the nest is not, she's not quite ready for that. So I think she's looking at education either locally or many states away. And I think as she weighs that, it's a big decision because it's not about the studying. It's about the change in your living routine. And so mm-hmm. it's interesting to watch these wonderful high school. She has a wonderful group of people in her life, students and families. It's stressful because your whole world is changing. And not only are you going to college, you're leaving the nest.
Yeah. Right?
And so that's really
so true.
So unnerving. But education for her, she's never thought that she wasn't going to go on to higher ed. And so I'm excited about that. But she's just, it's, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I said, it's okay to not know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly I know what I want to be when I grow up, but I'm sure like trying.
Right.
Yeah.
My daughter, Megan, is thinking about changing her field. Mm-hmm. And she actually said to me the other day, she said, I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm not going to be, that I don't want to keep doing what I went to school for. And I said, Megan, we all change.
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay to do something new.
Yeah. I love that, you know, I just figure it's another chapter in your life. Mm-hmm. You just try something new.
Right.
And you say, this has been great, but I'm moving on. I want to try something new. And you might find more happiness or joy or more financial gain or whatever. There's a lot of things that you can do. Like my husband got a degree in education. Now he's a professional speaker for the last 25 years.
Right.
You know, so there's lots of things that
through
his education that took him 7 years to finish because he was working all through it because he wasn't – he didn't have a lot of money, and it just took a long time.
Yeah.
Where I went to 4-year private college that my parents paid for because I said, I'm going to be an actress. And they're like, what else do you want to do? I'm like, no, I want to do this. And so the one school I applied for was this private school in Denver, which was great. So I could still live at home, but it was still expensive, where my sister's went to it. Two went to trade school, one went to the state college.
Right.
My private school costs as much as 1 year costs as much as 4 years at the state college.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So in comparison, you know.
Right.
But the whole point is that I, through going, completing, getting my BFA, I got so many jobs, and whether it had anything to do with acting. It just showed that I completed, I had the motivation and the skill to get the college degree. I was on the dean's list. I did everything. I worked really hard and I had a lot of different jobs, you know, and that's, I think it's just important. If you can, I'm all for education, and I have one kid who went all the way through college and is a nurse at Kootenai County.
Yay.
And then I have my son who's tried NIC and says, I don't know what I want to be and I don't know what I want to do and I don't want to waste your money. And I was like, okay, then figure it out.
Yep.
That's right. And you know? That is absolutely A-okay. And the cool thing about it is when people are ready for whatever the next step is, that's when our community college, like North Idaho College, or our four-year partners, or online learning, or just reading a book, or experiencing life. That's education and training.
Exactly.
And that's what's so great about why I choose to work in education. I just think it. You just explained, Callie, that you went to college and you were able to get all these jobs.
Yes.
My guess is you've got a pretty good work ethic.
I do.
You do.
Me
too. That's probably one of my Achilles heels because I kind of do that a lot. But
yeah.
But pair that with the toolbox that you've put a bunch of really great tools in by going and taking classes and learning how to critically think and how to do certain things. That gave you the skills that you needed to thrive in whatever whatever job you decided to do. And that's how I feel. I feel like I came to college thanks to a scholarship and encouragement from my lovely high school teacher. I came to college because I knew that I wanted to pursue a business degree. That made sense to me. It comes to me naturally. And I knew I needed, on the end of the education and training, I needed a job that would pay the bills because I wanted to get out of that cycle.
Right.
Turns out that my goal was 2 years to get an associate's degree and go into in a career in technical field. And I did that. And then I got paid more as a result of that skill set mm-hmm. to put myself through the next couple of years of college to finish my bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. And along the way, I built this toolbox that I could say, I'm qualified for that job. I could go do that job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And lo and behold, I ended up in nonprofit, which is probably with my business mm-hmm. Skill, my toolbox. Mm-hmm. And it just was a really great marriage. Yeah. And in my line of work, which I've been in this line of work most of my adult life, mm-hmm. it just happened to be the right fit for me. And right. it has changed. Every year it changes because we're growing and constantly adapting. And right. and I've done different roles. Mm-hmm. But it has been a heck of a lot of fun. I have never been bored. Mm-hmm. And I never, every day, I don't say, oh, I have to go to work. Oh, I get to go do this great work.
Yeah.
Is how I look at it. So I've been blessed. Yeah. I haven't yet. I might wake up another day and say, I'm ready to do something different. And I'm going to go, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. It is okay.
And yeah. it brings a fresh perspective. So Megan, whatever it is she chooses to do, is going to bring life and experience to that. And
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's normal to change. I want to yeah. say that, what is it, 7 times in your career, you'll kind of change
your trajectory.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, wow. you know, I haven't even looked at recent statistics. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You never cool. know.
So that's how I came to education. There's my whole life story.
I love it. Well, tell us a little bit more about the foundation. Who started it? And yeah.
Yes. Who started it? So in 1977, this community came together and said, North Idaho College is a great asset to the community. And North Idaho College, real quick, it's in its 90th year this year. Mm-hmm. North Idaho College is a comprehensive community college now, but it was founded in 1933 as a junior college, as mm-hmm. it actually is Coeur d'Alene City College, mm-hmm. and it was locally funded during the Great Depression.
Right.
And there were a lot of people like us sitting around this table that went door to door and raised that money to make sure Coeur d'Alene City College was available for the community. Mm-hmm. And fast forward, North Idaho College Foundation was founded in 1977. So we're coming close to our 50th anniversary through the North Idaho College Foundation.
Yeah, wow.
It was founded by community members mm-hmm. To provide an extra measure of support for scholarships for students and for program and equipment excellence at North Idaho College. Mm-hmm. So it was founded by community members. It is an independent charitable organization, a separate 501c3 organization, separate from the college, but exists and supports the college students. The primary focus of the foundation has been for scholarships for students mm-hmm. and then program support for the college. Often you'll see about every 7 or 10 years, North Idaho College Foundation will do a major capital campaign to help build buildings or equip buildings like the Parker Technical Education Center mm-hmm. on the Prairie.
Right.
Meyer Health and Sciences is a good example. Mm-hmm. Back in the late 80s, it was Molstead Library. Mm-hmm. And so a little bit about the foundation. So it was founded by the community. It is still governed independently from the college, private mm-hmm. by a private board of directors. Corporate folks that are volunteers from our community that are civic leaders, and they have skills and expertise in various, just like any board of directors, right. you want certain mm-hmm. skills and talents on your board of directors, mm-hmm. and they have that, and very, very structured organization. They now steward over $43 million in total assets.
Wow.
Of which most are endowments.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
For scholarships for students right. and program support. And
so, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. That's really cool.
So yeah.
How many students do you think you've helped?
That's a great question. So I just last academic year, so 22-23, North Idaho College Foundation supported 1,007 scholarship award. They provided 1,007 scholarship awards. Mm-hmm. There might have been under 900 students helped with that because some scholarship awards are smaller in size and sure. sometimes we pair them with other ones, but about 1,000 students mm-hmm. and over 1.2 million was distributed just last year.
Wow.
So in preparation for how many students.
Wow.
NIC Foundation. So from 1977 to now, over 17 million has been provided to North Idaho College for student scholarships. I don't have wow. the exact number of students that the mm-hmm. college has awarded scholarships to, but on average, 1,000 awards each year. In the early days, certainly it wasn't $1 million.
Right.
When I first came on with the NIC Foundation, I think our total scholarship awards in that first year were like 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
But still, that's amazing.
Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria-style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
How you raise your money.
Okay.
Great question. So the various different ways. We do the traditional annual campaign like most charities do.
Mm-hmm.
We have two major fundraisers. One is Bon Appetit, which is a wonderful wine pairing and dining experience. The more public one that we do is the really big raffle.
Oh, right.
So for 31 years, North Idaho College Foundation has had the really big raffle fundraiser, and that is in full swing right now. There are other ways we raise money, too, and one of the quietest ways but most impactful ways is through planned giving. So people like you and me and a lot of people before us have left North Idaho College Foundation in their will or their beneficiary of their estate, their life insurance policy or whatnot. And those gifts have really gone to fund those scholarship and program endowments that the foundation stewards. So that's a quiet way, but a very impactful way for charities to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And so NIC, we have a Plan My Legacy link on our North Idaho College Foundation website. So nic.edu/foundation. If you go there, there is a free resource for all of us to do some proper planning. We will all pass away someday.
Yes.
And we really should all have a will.
Yes.
So that all the things that we have accumulated over our lifetime can go to the people we love,
mm-hmm.
family, friends, dogs and cats, mm-hmm. Humane Society, but our favorite charities too. And so mm-hmm. a free resource for folks. So planned giving is a big way that we raise money as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love about your events, particularly the Bon Appetit event, is that you have a scholarship recipient come and speak. You also have a scholarship celebration where you have scholarship recipients speak.
Yes.
And I love the fact that you give those people a voice and an opportunity to not only tell their story, but to say thank you. And
yes.
I think the fact that you do that is very impactful as well.
Thank you, Allie. You are so right. Every year when the foundation says, here, North Idaho College, here's X dollars for scholarships, the requirement is that each student scholarship recipient must submit a thank you to North Idaho College Foundation, and we then take that thank you and get it to the donor or the donor family.
Mm.
So that they can receive that thank you. Every fall, we invite all of those scholarship recipients and the donors to come together at the scholarship celebration and NIC Alumni Association Awards ceremony. We like to celebrate that together mm-hmm. in the fall. And that event is held every November, and it is magic.
Mm-hmm. It is magic.
And weren't you a recipient, Allie?
I was.
Speaking of.
of a scholarship and of the Alumni Association Award.
Yes.
Oh.
I was chosen to be the Alum of the Year.
Alum of the Year.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
a big
man.
Deal.
So you'll see me waving in the 4th of July parade this summer.
Yay. That's fun.
Well deserved.
I know.
That's
very
awesome.
Fun. I wanted to ask if there's any stories, any particular stories about a scholarship recipient or two who you felt, you know, really benefited. I know that they all do.
Yes.
But I think that there's probably one or two stories that stand out.
Yes. We have traditional students that come to North Idaho College right out of high school or homeschool, and they come right on through. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Colton. Colton is a general studies student. He is from the area, and he is going to be a teacher. mm-hmm. and of business. And he's going to work, teach, and he lives in the area. He is going to transfer on, get his bachelor's degree, and he's coming back to our area to teach. So Colton, his auntie, works at North Idaho College, and so we're all super proud of Colton. Yeah. So our traditional students that come in, transfer out, get their bachelor's degree. And so Colton, he will be teaching the future generations in our area soon. And what an admirable choice to mm-hmm. make to become a teacher, a public school teacher. Yes. So we're excited about that. We had a wonderful, at Bon Appetit a couple weeks ago, we had a student. She's in her early 40s. She is a wife and mother of two. She and her husband came to the event, and Sonia is her name, and she wanted to say thank you to the donors that are giving. She and her husband had, started their life, moved around in the nation. She's from here. She's mm-hmm. from the area. And then they settled back here to raise the kids. And a couple of years ago, they both got really sick, and I think it was with a flu bug. And she said that during that process, she realized that if something happened to her or her husband or both, what would happen? And so once they were feeling better, and she went back to school, and she will be graduating from our North Idaho College dental hygiene program in December. Mm. And she chose that profession because she loves to take care of people. Mm-hmm. And she also, her husband works in the area, and he is a tradesman. He is a craftsman of metal, mm-hmm. and their littles go to school in the area. And so that's Sonia's story. So that's a different, kind of coming mm-hmm. back to school. Right. And then another story, I would be remiss. Every year we put out through the NIC Foundation and the NIC Alumni Association, we partner and we put out an annual report. Mm-hmm. And in this year's annual report that hit mailboxes October 1 last fall, but anyone can go see that at nic.edu/foundation. Look at the year in review. But let me tell you a little bit about Apollo. So last summer, a colleague of mine was working away. This young man came in. He was 8 years old. And he gathered his resources. So his mom, Molly, attended North Idaho College. His grandfather also attended North Idaho College. But Apollo decided that he had seen in one of his family members' house the year in review from the prior year. Mm-hmm. And he was looking at it, and he decided that he wanted to help North Idaho College students. So he wrote letters to his family explaining this generous idea that, hey, everybody, instead of giving me Christmas presents, why don't you help me help NIC students? So he received many responses, and he raised $250, and he presented that to the North Idaho College Foundation this last year to fund scholarships for students. And so Apollo will be now, he's in fourth grade right now, and his favorite subjects, he shared when my colleague interviewed him, he said, my favorite subjects are science, lunch, silent reading, and math. And I also really like to play basketball and video games. And so when my colleague asked him, what do you want to study when you go to college? And he said, he said, when he attends NIC, and Apollo said he had lots of ideas, and he said, this was, he was interviewed last fall, and he said, I want to study computer programming and maybe play basketball, college basketball. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the quote is, I want to find bugs in computer programs and work as a computer engineer designing and testing programs, but I really don't know. I'm just interested in a lot of things. And I think that Apollo represents the goodness, his mom and his grandpa, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What North Idaho College does for this community and has for 90 years. And North Idaho College Foundation is just providing that extra measure of support mm-hmm. to help the next generation of students go through and thrive. And so mm-hmm. that I wanted to make sure that I shared the story.
That's amazing. Apollo, that,
right?
That's right? So sweet.
I think he also did get some Christmas presents too. I think the family were,
they supported. I think they,
yes. Yeah. So his name in the year in review, he's listed in a donor society with that level of gift. And that's three generations right there of
that's
North
amazing.
Idaho College.
Oh, that's so
that's
cool.
Really
yes.
great.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
Greetings, listeners of the Ally and Callie ArtCast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Ally and Callie's ArtCast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
So the NIC Foundation also oversees the Alumni Association.
They partner. Yes, mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah, I used to be on the Alumni Association board, and I think one of my favorite things to do when I was on that board was we would do... The Alumni Association also does scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was on the scholarship committee, and we would actually interview our scholarship recipients. That was my favorite thing to do. Because, you know, everybody looks a certain way on paper. Mm-hmm. But until you meet them in person and feel their passion about what they're doing, mm-hmm. it was always so interesting to me, the people that I might have chosen from paper, once I met them,
might have been different.
It was different.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I just wanted to mention that the Alumni Association mm-hmm. does some really great things too. And anybody can join as a member.
Yes.
I believe that as long as you've done 12 credits at NIC, mm-hmm. you can join.
And if you're exactly, and if you're if you would through our workforce training center, you can join as well, mm-hmm. With some your certificate and whatnot. And so it's free for alumni. We have thousands and thousands of alumni in this region. They stay in Idaho. They, you know, NIC mm-hmm. serves mostly Idaho people mm-hmm. here in the community. So it's a free opportunity. And so if you haven't joined the Alumni Association, you do not have to be an alum to join. Anyone can join, and we are almost 4,000 members strong.
Wow.
And thousands and thousands of alumni in the region. So thank you, Ally, and thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. I wish they'd say that when I got off the airplane. Or let me get on the airplane first.
Thank you for your service. So where do you see the foundation going in the next few years? What would be the ideal of the foundation?
Great question, Callie. I would say to you, I get this question often. Mm-hmm. So North Idaho College Foundation is going to live in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. They are striving to raise more money for mm-hmm. scholarships because, as you know, financial barriers are higher than ever for our community, the cost of living, mm-hmm. housing,
mm-hmm. yeah,
childcare, if you can find it. So it is beyond reach for most people mm-hmm. to go to college and survive. Mm-hmm. So what NIC Foundation is striving to do, and is in the process of working with North Idaho College leadership, Dr. Nick Swain and others, what is the gap that students who need scholarship and students who don't receive some form of aid to help them? You know, not all students qualify for a Pell Grant.
Yep.
Taking out loans are very dangerous because then you're saddled with that debt. And so North Idaho yep. College Foundation's vision and mission is to support student access mm-hmm. at a much greater degree. So you will see them continue to raise dollars for scholarship support. They also want to make sure that students are experiencing quality teaching and learning.
Right.
So the technology and equipment and classrooms and labs at North Idaho College is not just status quo. It's exceptional. If you've never been in our Meyer Health and Science Center, we have a state-of-the-art simulation center for health professions and nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And NIC Foundation has a fund, one of the endowment funds that they have, helps support some of that technology. So those are the ways NIC Foundation's vision is to have a greater impact in helping students get scholarship, but also making sure that NIC technology, equipment, and services are exceptional, mm-hmm. not just status quo.
Well, I love listening to you talk about the college yeah. and the foundation. You have
a lot of passion.
A lot of passion.
How many years have you been there?
That's a great question, Callie, and I'm going to give up my age a little bit. So I was a student and graduated from North Idaho College in 1989. Mm-hmm. And then I started working back at North Idaho College Foundation. Actually, they hired me in November of 92. And okay. so in 2001, I became the director of development for the college and also the executive director of the foundation. So I've worked with the foundation for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And I've worked as kind of the advancement officer for the college mm-hmm. Since 2001. So just at a different capacity. So
and
it's
Rael
been
and I have been friends for just about that long.
Yes.
That's right. Long ago, we had this interim graphic designer that came in and yeah. was going to help NIC. One of our employees was out on paternity leave, and mm-hmm. Allie came bopping in the door, and she was right next to me. And that's back when we were all in one big unit, mm-hmm. the foundation and the development or communications marketing mm-hmm. and development were together in one office, and we became fast colleagues and friends. And mm-hmm. Allie, it's been a joy.
Yeah.
And she's right. I went bopping in there.
I don't doubt that. I do
yes.
not doubt that one
yes.
moment.
Yeah. Well, Rael, we really appreciate you coming down and sharing all of that. I think North Idaho College is an important asset in our community.
And lucky to have you.
Yes, absolutely lucky.
And when is the next big raffle?
July 10th, 2024.
Okay.
7 p.m. We are in the heat of selling really big raffle tickets. Do you know we only sell 5,000?
I know.
And we limit those tickets. We have sold out every year for 30 years.
That's
and I will
crazy.
Tell you right now, we have already sold over 2,000 tickets.
Wow.
So go to the Super One Foods in your area
and get
NIC.edu
/RBR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a $563,000 home located mm-hmm. in Corda Lane Place.
Yep. And the tickets are only
They're $150 and we only sell 5,000.
Right.
$150.
And yep. I do think that with the housing market going up so rapidly,
yeah. mm-hmm.
That it has made it difficult for young people to purchase homes.
Yeah.
I think
yes.
they're in there buying raffle tickets for their chance to win that house.
Yeah. You're exactly right, Allie. You know, one of your favorite people has talked about locally, 75% of the people that lived here, I don't know, 10 years ago could afford to buy a home, and now it's 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So buy your really big raffle ticket.
Yeah.
Yep.
It could be it soon because it will sell out. Last yeah. year it sold out the drawing
typically,
is in July, but I think didn't it sell out in June?
We sold out in May last
in
year.
In May.
But typically we have an early bird deadline April 30, and the year prior we sold out before April 30.
Before then.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah.
Let's say one more time that the foundation is nic.edu/foundation.
Correct.
And if you want a really big raffle ticket, it's nic.edu/foundation/RBR.
Or nic.edu/RBR.
Okay.
Did you get that?
RBR.
Yeah.
She's fast.
Yeah.
Or you can go to Super One.
Yeah. Please do.
Or many other places.
Or many other?
Yes. There are a lot of outlets. And
okay.
if you go to the website, you'll find out where they are.
The
scholarship celebration is in November.
November.
The Bon Appetit just happened recently. It'll happen again next March, the middle of March.
Okay.
And that's another fun event.
And look for Allie at the parade.
And look for Allie in the parade. That will be the highlight of everybody's day.
A nod to amazing women.
That's right.
Yeah.
See?
Very true.
An NIC graduate.
Right.
And scholarship winner and alumni of the year.
Alumni of the year. You want to touch me?
I do.
I do too.
Oh, boy. Thank you again, Rael.
Yes, thank
We'd
you
love
so
having
much.
You.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Congratulations on all the work that you've done.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's an honor.
One of the amazing women in our town.
That's right. And
so lucky.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, make sure it's creative.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee, and Scraps Barbecue, your locally owned catering company.